Welcome to School and Around, a podcast hosted by Branching Minds, featuring prominent leaders, subject matter experts, and thought innovators with their perspectives on the current challenges facing K-12 education. I am your host, Larissa Napolitan, a former teacher, instructional coach, and a member of the Branching Minds team, here to lead conversations and to shine a light on phenomenal educators and those that are on a mission to transform our schools and the lives of students. Maybe you've been listening for a while, or this is your first episode. If you like what you hear, would you do us a favor by rating and reviewing us on iTunes? This is a fantastic way to tell us you enjoy what we are creating. Also, if you want more MTSS resources, sign up for our weekly newsletter using the link in our show notes and check out our website for all the blogs and guides you would ever need about MTSS. Maybe you're in the final days, or maybe you have a few weeks left to go, but this school year is wrapping up. And I know that it can be so busy that sometimes it's hard to use these final days with intention. Today, we are focused on how school and district leaders can wrap up the school year strong while motivating and celebrating your teams. So stick around for some insights on ending the year, not just on a high note, but with purpose and momentum for what's next. As the school year winds down for leaders, it's a time of mixed emotions. On the one hand, you're reflecting on everything your school and teams have accomplished. On the other, you're already thinking ahead, planning for the new year. These last few weeks can feel like a whirlwind, can't they? Between final assessments, events, and staffing decisions, it's easy to get lost in the busyness. But this time is so important for setting the tone, for wrapping up in a way that fosters positivity and renewal across your community. One key takeaway I want to focus on today is balance. How can you as a leader balance celebration, reflection, and preparation in a meaningful way? As an instructional coach, I spent many of times the final weeks of the school year supporting teachers through their end of the year assessments and projects, analyzing data from state assessments and other benchmark assessments, and then also collaborating with district teams to plan for the next year. And throughout this process, I always considered how these tasks interconnected, ensuring that the assessments informed the plans for the future. And whether it meant refining some of the strategies we used from that year or continuing successful initiatives, how do they all interconnect? That's how I kind of kept it balanced. So I'm excited to share some of these strategies based on research and experience that can help you lead your teams through this pivotal time with energy and impact. So where do we begin? Reflection is a powerful leadership tool. Taking a step back to look at the big picture isn't just a luxury, it's necessary for growth. This applies to you as much as it does to your teams. One technique you can implement is a guided reflection session with your faculty and staff. Provide structured questions like, what went well this year? What challenges did we overcome and how did we do that? Where do we see opportunities for improvements for next year? Allow your teams to share their thoughts in small groups or anonymously through a survey. Not only does this drive deeper insight into how your teams are feeling, but it also builds trust, knowing that you're listening. Personally, I found that asking these questions has opened doors to some incredible stories of resilience and teamwork in the schools. And during these reflections, we almost always walk away with ideas to implement the following year. I always made sure to note them then after that meeting or that reflection time at the end of the year so we wouldn't forget them over break. Because it's kind of amazing your perspective changes after you've had 2 months of break. And then also during these reflections, we use that time to celebrate the hard-earned successes together. And that this can lead to some really valuable learning. Which leads me to talking about our next point. Now, you already know your work is demanding, and the truth is that you as educators are not always the best at celebrating yourself. Let's just be honest. We don't always celebrate ourselves really well. But as leaders, you get to set the tone. Celebrating your wins isn't just a feel-good exercise. It motivates and energizes your teams to keep striving. Think about the milestones your schools and departments have reached this year. Maybe it's higher graduation rates, a new innovative program that's taken off, or even the small victories like implementing a new communication system that actually works. Recognition doesn't have to be elaborate. It could just be hosting an end of year luncheon, spotlighting achievements in the school newsletter, or even sending personalized thank you notes to your staff. All of those can make a big difference. Remember, when you celebrate success, you're reinforcing what you want to see more of. And don't just celebrate your staff, loop in the students and families too. If they see you lifting up others, they'll follow suit. Here's the hard part. How do we reflect and celebrate without losing sight of what's ahead? Enter strategic planning. One suggestion is to dedicate some time during your school or district's end of year meetings to identify priority areas for the next school year. What innovative ideas came up in those reflection sessions? Where should resources be focused to tackle challenges? You don't have to map it all out just yet, but getting the ball rolling will help your team return ready to hit the ground running. A practical idea could be setting up summer work groups to dig deeper into these areas. Give them the autonomy to come up with initial plans, and when the school year restarts, you're already ahead of the curve. We did that in one of the districts I worked in. Our strategic planning meetings were held about 2 weeks after the school year ended, and these sessions focused on reviewing the progress made toward the district's strategic goals, which were set about every 5 years. But we divided into subcommittees to analyze data from the past year, reflect on achievements, and refine goals for the year ahead. And this process often served as a foundation for the work that the leaders undertook in preparation for the upcoming school year and played a key role in shaping back-to-school professional development sessions. So before we wrap up, I want to take a moment to acknowledge all of you. Leadership is not an easy road. It's often really lonely, but it's the path that pours so much into others and helps shape them. The end of the year is a time for appreciation for yourselves, for your work, for your teams, for your students. And I know this last stretch can be exhausting, but there's something incredibly powerful and rewarding about finishing strong and setting the foundation for what's to come. This is also your opportunity as leaders to model optimism and resilience. Be that person who inspires your team to look forward to what's ahead, even as they enjoy the well-earned break coming up. So here are three action steps I encourage you to take. First, host a team reflection session to gather insight on the year's successes and challenges. Next, celebrate your team's wins, big and small, in ways that feel authentic. Don't just throw a pizza party and call it good. Really make sure that it's authentic and true to what your school and your community needs. And then also create space for forward planning to give your schools a head start in the fall. And always don't forget to take care of yourself. Leadership isn't about being perfect. It's about being present. Thanks for tuning in today's episode of Schooling Around. I would love to hear about the ways you're leading your teams through the end of the year. So feel free to share your stories and strategies by reaching out to us on our Instagram at Schooling Around Podcast, or you can also reach us at podcast@branchingminds.com. So take the time to reflect, celebrate, and look forward. Until next time. Thanks for listening to Schooling Around, a podcast hosted by Branching Minds. Go ahead and subscribe to our feed wherever you listen to podcasts. And don't forget, if you are enjoying our content, would you do us a favor and rate and review our podcasts on iTunes? This helps others find our podcasts and lets us know how much you love what we're creating. Branching Minds is an educational technology company using learning sciences and technology to help districts effectively personalize learning through MTSS. To learn more about us, check out our website, branchingminds.com, or follow us on Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn at Branching Minds.